The second b'chorot ha'galach mishnah dalat achas b'chor v'achas shelo b'chor. Somebody who had two chamor, one of them had already given birth to a blonde, and one had not. They all do shnei zchor, and the two chamor gave birth to two zchor. Each chamor gave birth to a zachor. Noisin tzla echad l'kohen. You have to give one tzla, one lamb to the kohen, to redeem the b'chor. There's only one of these are b'chor. Since one of them had already given birth to a blonde, the zachor that it gave birth to does not have kedushas b'chor, so therefore you only owe one tzla to the kohen. Zachar unikeva. Mafresh tle echad latu. If you have two chamor, one of them had already given birth to a blonde and one had not. And the two chamor gave birth to a zachar and a nikeva. One gave birth to a zachar and one to a nikeva. And we don't know which one gave birth to the zachar and which one gave birth to the nikeva. So therefore the zachar is a suffik b'chor. If the chamor that had not yet given birth to a blonde gave birth to the zachar, so then it has kedushas b'chor. But if the chamor that had already given birth to a blonde gave birth to the zachar, it does not have kedushas b'chor, and the nekeva in any case does not have kedushas b'chor. So therefore we have a suffik b'chor. So what you do is you set aside one tzla, one lamb, to be mafkia, to be paida the kedushas b'chor, as maybe the zachar has kedushas b'chor, but you can keep it for yourself. You do not have to give it to the kohen, and since it's only a suffik, the kohen is a motzi, he wants to take the tzla from you, so therefore he has to bring the raya that the chamor that had not yet given birth to a blonde had given birth to the zachar, and he has no way of bringing a raya, so therefore you can keep the tzlat for yourself. Shenema. That which we said that you redeem a firstborn by giving a lamb to the kohen, we find in the pasuk. And the pasuk says, "Upeta chamor tifta b'seh menakvasim u'mina izim." A firstborn chamor you redeem by giving a seh, a lamb, to the kohen. You can give either a lamb or a kid. Zachar unikeva. You can give either a male or a female. Gadol v'katan. You can give a large keves or a smaller keves. Tamim u'bal mum. You can give a keves that's tamim that has no mum. Or you can give a keves that has a mum. U'porta vol tamim harbi. You can use one keves to redeem many firstborn chamorim. If you gave a keves to the kohen to redeem a firstborn chamor, then the kohen gave back the keves to you, you can use the same keves to redeem a different petah chamor. Nechnas l'dir le'es asher. If you had set aside a keves to redeem a suffik b'chor, you had a suffik b'chor and you set aside a keves to redeem it and you kept it for yourself. If you had 10 kvasim that redeemed 10 suffik pitri chamor, you would bring all 10 of them into the barn to take ma'aser behema from them, as even though you used these kvasim to redeem a petah chamor me suffik, it's still chayav and ma'aser behema, so therefore you have to bring them into the barn to take off ma'aser behema from them. And so too, if you have only one keves that you use to redeem one suffik petah chamor, they would go into the deer with the other animals to take ma'aser behema from them. The imeis menim bo. If you had set aside a keves to redeem a firstborn chamor with it, and you had not yet given it to the kohen before it died, you still have to give the carcass to the kohen. Even though it died, the kohen still owns the keves, so therefore he has the right to use the carcass for himself. Paragalef Mishnah Hay. Ein poydin lo be'egol v'lo b'chai. You cannot redeem a firstborn chamor neither with a cat, nor with a chai, such as a tefi, a deer. Below b'shchuta. Neither can you redeem it with a sad that has been shechted. Below b'treif. Neither can you redeem it with a sad that has been injured that cannot live 12 months. Below b'klein. You also can't redeem it with klein. A klein is an animal that was born from the union of a goat with a sheep. Even though you can redeem a petah chamor with both a kid and a lamb, but here, since it was born from the union of both of them, you cannot redeem it with it. Velo b'kai. Neither can you redeem a petah chamor with a kai, which is a type of animal that we don't know if it's a chaya or a behemoth. Rabbi Lazar mata b'klayim b'pnei shehu seh. Rabbi Lazar allows you to redeem the petah chamor with the client, because either way it's a seh. As we had in the previous Mishnah, both a kid and a lamb is considered a seh, and you can redeem a petah chamor with it. So therefore, in this case, that it came from the union of a goat with a sheep, you're allowed to redeem the petah chamor with it. But he does not allow you to redeem the petah chamor with the kai because it's a suffik chaya, suffik behema, and you cannot redeem a petah chamor with a chaya. Nasno lakon. If instead of redeeming the petah chamor and giving the seh to the kohen, you gave the actual petah chamor, the firstborn chamor, to the kohen. So therefore, this firstborn chamor still has kedusha, it has not yet been redeemed. In a coin, Rashi Lakaimo, Ashi Yafresh Set Tachta. The coin cannot hold on to the Petah Hamor until right in front of us he separates a set to redeem the Kedushah B'chor from the firstborn. As we're afraid that if we allow him to hold on to the Pesach Hamor, he might not redeem it at all. And he'll say to himself, since even if I redeem it, I can keep the staff for myself as I'm a Kohen. So he might not come to redeem it at all. So therefore, the Chachamim said that the Kohen cannot hold on to the Pesach Hamor until we see that he has redeemed it with the staff. Once he redeemed it, he can keep both the staff and the Pesach Hamor.